This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The U.S. Meat Export Federation hosted a pavilion at a global food trade show. We'll have more right after this. October is Pork Month, and in Iowa, we have no shortage of pork producers to celebrate. In all, there are 147,105 Iowa jobs created by the pork industry through direct, indirect, and induced jobs, and those jobs in turn create $8.64 billion in labor income. Make sure you support one of Iowa's most important industries by enjoying some farm-raised Iowa pork this month. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Exporters of U.S. beef, pork, and lamb met with buyers from around the globe at a U.S. Meat Export Federation-hosted pavilion at SIAL Paris, one of the world's largest food trade shows. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said that more than 200 countries were represented at the trade show.
There's probably a few regions that we're more interested in than others. The obvious one being the EU, especially for the beef side. A lot of players that were there from the EU. Africa had a large contingent from a lot of different regions of Africa. And really a Middle East, of course, all over the Middle East. And of course, Asia.
Hallstrom said many of the importers from across Europe voiced interest in U.S. beef despite supply constraints.
The U.S. beef into Europe was probably the main topic for the show. We had all the major players that are either exhibiting with us or were working out of our pavilion, both importers and exporters. And as we all know, a little bit supply constrained at the moment, especially as we look forward into 2025. But I think the enthusiasm was still strong for U.S. beef despite that. And not everyone is reducing. There's several importers that were increasing their volumes, which is a good sign as well.
On the pork side, Hallstrom said discussions showed that constrictions on European pork production are opening the door for the U.S.
We're still seeing expansion in Spain, but the rest of Europe has definitely been on a downtrend versus 3-4 years ago. So yes, this opens up opportunities not only to some of the places in the world where they had a high market share. I think about places like the Philippines, for example, which had a very high EU pork share. We're seeing a shift there. China, another example of a massively reduced market share.
For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.